The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is James Short, CEO of Celadon Pharmaceuticals. CEL is ticker there. James, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me, Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to discuss the story, and if you've not been listed for long, you know, it's a new exciting sector, of course, a lot of talk about this sector. But before we get into a bit more detail, James, just give us a basic summary as to what the company's all about.
So we are a UK pharmaceutical company. Our core focus is to develop and supply natural cannabis-based products into the UK market. We've spent the last 3.5 years developing our plan, getting the necessary licenses, such as the Home Office license, to be able to grow and produce high THC cannabinoids. We've also been working with the MHR regulators who deal with anything pharmaceutical, so we're very advanced with them. We operate in the UK. We have a very large facility. It's 100,000 square foot. To put that into context, it's roughly 3 football pitches in size, I believe. We broke our facility down into 3 stages. Stage one is fully operational. We've been producing product now for the last 12 months. Phase two, we are hoping to have that completed by the end of this year. Phase two is what we went out to the market to raise capital for, and we're heavily under construction with phase two at the moment. We also are the major shareholders of an approved trial, which is called LVL Health. We launched that at the beginning of this year. That's going really, really well. We're starting to get patient data feedback. We also like partnering with companies that are going through R&D clinical trials as well. So we have shares in a company that's going through a full clinical trial for autism. We're just going through stage one clinical trial with that. That's going really well. And our ultimate goal is that we produce products in the UK for the UK population and the global market. Yeah. So that's sort of us in a very short snapshot.
Yeah. Yeah, much more than a grow business, but I've seen that facility, and it's a big sort of facility there. So what exactly does that involve, the growing part of it?
So the growing part of it is only one element of what Celadon does, but it's a fundamental part. And typically people grow the cannabinoids in greenhouses or in fields and things like that. What we felt, having looked at the market, to be at the highest of standard within pharmaceutical care, we believe right from the very beginning that we have to grow this product indoors under very controlled environments, which is what we do in our facility. So, not going too technical, it's indoor hydroponic. We don't use soil. We use a natural root plant base. And it's very, very highly controlled. So what we have to do is mimic the outside environment time and time again. And the advantage of doing it indoors is we can replicate that as many times as we can. The other advantage is we can typically get between 4 and 6 grow cycles a year, which, depending on where you are in the country, you can't get that in a greenhouse. Yeah. But as I say, what growing is only one part of the business. It is a fundamental part because it's the building blocks for what we then do with our extraction process and in our laboratory, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the other side. You're involved in the development of cannabis-based medicines, initially for the treatment of chronic pain. So why did you choose that approach, James?
It's a huge addressable market. Now, what you've got to do within chronic pain, there are numbers of versions of the chronic pain, so you've got to be very, very focused. There are other companies dealing with epilepsy and MS, and don't get me wrong, they're sort of on our roadmap, but we felt the opportunity within chronic pain is just incredible. You know, the UK government statistics out there are saying there's over 20 million people with pain in the UK. of which 8 million of those are suffering from chronic pain and, you know, that the NHS are having to work with. So we just saw it as a huge addressable market. There is hundreds of years of evidence that cannabinoids have worked in some shape or form for chronic pain. And that's why we chose initially to go down that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you just had your AGM this week, so just take us through your main priorities for the rest of the year, if you could, James.
Yeah, so the AGM was successful and we had our first post-IPO board meeting the day after as well. So the focus this year is, you know, is to continue doing what we said to the market pre-IPO, and that is to get our first two completed, which then gives us enough product to be able to look after around about up to about 20,000 patients. So that's where we're main focus. The other focus is to continue getting our regulatory bodies on board, our GMP license, which we've had three audits. We're due another audit in Q4 this year. Once we've got that, it means then we can start selling our API product to the market. So they're the key ones. And then the other one is, you know, continue to identify partners to work with to do more trials.
Yeah, yeah. And take us a bit through the sort of backstory here, Celadon. You know, how you found it and you know, your interest in this sector, in this field.
Yeah, so it is a really interesting story of how I ended up here. And, you know, my wife constantly says, this is incredible, you know, why and where. So it started the beginning of 2018 when my son and a business partner of his approached me to ask me, were I interested in investing in the cannabis space? And straight away I said no, because, you know, I didn't know anything about cannabis. You know, it was illegal, et cetera, et cetera. That was my ignorance. Mm. But actually what he was talking about was the CBD world. So I had a little look at it and it wasn't for me. So I said no to it in the early days. And the reason for that was, I didn't think the CBD world was controlled enough for me. I like regulated sectors for a number of reasons. Barrier to entry. Yes, the CapEx and everything else is a harder barrier. But when you get past that, you know, it stops a lot of other companies trying to catch up. So then when the UK government legalised cannabis the back end of 2018 for medicinal use only, and for clarification on that, it means any cannabis product that has got above 0.02 or 0.5% THC in it, which is the psychoactive bit, is deemed as a medical product under the specialist framework, and you have to have a doctor's prescription to be able to get access to that product. Mm-hmm. So this isn't the kind of product that you can pop along to, you know, Boots or Allen & Barrett and companies like this and buy off the shelf. This is a pharmaceutical medical product that you need a prescription for. So my son came back to me and said, look, they've now legalized it in the UK. Would I have a look at it? So I said, yes. I had a really good look. You know, I went to Canada, went to the US. So how they were doing it. And fundamentally, Justin, that really took the light bulb on for me was when I met patients. I've met lots of patients throughout the time since back in 2018, and I could see that the product was making a difference. And when I say a difference, is the change in the quality of life from some of these people. You know, some of these people were on different medication and they've been on it for 10, 15, 20 years, like opioids and things like that. And they were crying out, and the industry or the patients are crying out for something alternative. And that was it for me. That was the changing point. I thought, well, if this product works, surely it can't be hard to produce. Well, naively, it is very hard to produce, but, you know, we're now heavily ingrained in the sector. So I decided the back end of 2018, beginning of 2019, to get heavily involved. And since then, we've just kept our head down and kept going. You know, I funded the business in the early days. We were fortunate we had access to this incredible facility, which had just short of £30 million spent on it prior to me taking it over. And since then, we've raised a further £20 million that we put into the business and we are deploying. So that's how I got into the sector, really. You know, my background is building businesses over the past 30 years. and getting the right management team and spotting an opportunity and going delivering on that opportunity. I'm working with regulators. I'm used to working with UK regulators. And it has been frustrating at times, but, you know, it's certainly worthwhile. You know, I speak regularly to some of the patients that are on our trial, and it just puts a smile on my face. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm the CEO of the business. It genuinely does put a smile on my face when I speak to these people. The Guardian run a press thing on us recently, and they interviewed one of our patients. And it's changed her life. You know, she's been on our program for 2 months, and she's now back at work, and she's down to 3 tablets a day. And for me, what better accolade can a CEO get from a business that's producing product that helps people like that?
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Oh, it's good to hear that. Okay, and James, if you could, for people listening who like the sound of this, the backstory and the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, if you give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Fox Market and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the key ones are that we are a UK business, and I don't want to just say, yeah, great, we've got a UK stamp. What I mean by that is we are developing a business that is regulated under the UK pharmaceutical regulators. And, you know, when we look at the world, the UK have got some of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world here in the country, which means we've got access to some incredible talent. And that, for me, you know, it stands us apart in this space. So we're producing product under the UK regulators for the UK people and for the wider world. So that's the key one for me. The other one is, you know, we are one of those unknown companies at the moment because, you know, we've kept ourselves very, very quiet. But now that we're a public company, we're now starting to come out to the market and make ourselves a lot more visible to the marketplace. And the other one is, if you look at the scale of the opportunity, you know, 8 million people in the UK with chronic pain, of which the UK government have identified 3 million of those are eligible for a cannabinoid. Our facility that we are operating today, if we were fully operational, could only produce enough product for 50,000 patients. And that's a £90 million a year revenue for one facility. So you can see the scale of the opportunity that we've got in front of us, you know, for the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. And if we look at the landscape in the UK and where we are different, there is only there's one other company in the UK that looks similar to us, and that is GW Pharma. You know, they went on to the London Stock Exchange 2024, I think it was. They then went over to the US on NASDAQ. They've recently just sold for $7.5 billion just before Christmas to Jazz Pharmaceuticals. So, you know, they saw the opportunity back then. We've seen the same, and that's what we're doing. You know, we're looking to just drive that value. So hopefully they're 3 of, you know, many, many things of why people should, you know, keep following us, keep watching us.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. James, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.